Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Pahadi Radha Madhava Kunjabi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Vallabha Iti Bhagat Tahadi Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Iti Bhagat Tahadi Yasoda Nandana Raja Janaranjana Yasoda Nandana Raja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Anachari Yamuna Tira Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Pahadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Pahadi Jaya Prabhu Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Acharya Astataro Shri Srimadastavayan Graishila Abhai Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Shira Prabhupada Ki ISKCON Founder BBT Founder Shila Prabhupada Ki Anantakuri Vaishnava Vrindiki Shri Shri Panchatattva Ki Shri Srivas Thakur's Appearance Day Ki Natai go Premanande Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga go Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Today marks the anniversary appearance of Srila Srivas Thakur, or also known as Srila Srivas Pandit. We shall read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is the Adi Leela, Chapter 10. The branches of the Chaitanya tree. Text number 8. It's on the board. Shri Vasa Pandita Ara Shri Rama Pandita Duhi bahi duhi saka jagate vidita.
Duhi bahi duhi saka jagate vidita.
Shri Vasa Pandita Ara श्री राम पंडिता दुहि बहि दुहि साका जगत विदिता श्री वस पंडित आर श्री राम पंडित दुहि बहि दुहि साका जगत विदिता जिस वैष्णव एंड द वर्ड फॉर वर्ड श्रीवास पंडिता Srivas Pandit, Ara, and Sri Rama Pandita, Sri Ram Pandit, Dohi Bhai, two brothers, Dohi Saka, two branches, Jagate, in the world, Vidita, well known, and the translation and purport by His Divine Grace, C.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. The two brothers, Srivas Pandit and Sri Ram Pandit, started two branches that are well known in the world. And the purport. In the Gaura Ganades Deepika 90, Srivas Pandit or Srivas Thakur is described as an incarnation of Narada Muni. And Sri Ram Pandit, his younger brother, is said to be an incarnation of Parvata Muni, a great friend of Narada's. Srivas Pandit's wife, Malini, is celebrated as an incarnation of the nurse Ambika, who fed Lord Krishna with her breast milk. And as already noted, his niece Narayani, the mother of Vrindavan Das, the mother of Thakur Vrindavan Das, the author of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, who was the sister of Ambika in Krishna Lila. We also understand from the description of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat that after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's acceptance of the sannyasa order, Srivas Pandit left Navadvip, possibly because of feelings of separation, and domiciled at Kumarahatta. Mama jnana timirandasya Jnananjana-shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri Guruve namaha Shri Chaitanya manobhistam Stapitam jena bhutale Swayam rupa kadamayam Tadati svapadantikam Vanchakalpa tadubhyascha Kripa sindubhya evacha Patitanam pavanabhyo Vaishnavabhyo namo namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrenda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada nicely describes in the purport that Srivas Thakur, Srivas Pandit, is an incarnation of Narada Muni. So we shall explore how and why Narada Muni took the form of Srila Srivas Thakur. Save and except where he appeared and when he disappeared. Narada Muni is a perfect brahmachari. Right? Then how did he land up becoming Srivas Thakur and marrying Malini? So that shows the goal of life is not brahmacharya. It's something else. So Narada Muni, being a perfect brahmachari and a celibate at that, and on top of that his sole purpose is pure devotional service. But he was very attached to being a brahmachari. Very attached. So from various scriptures, including the Narada Purana, the Skanda Purana, and the Padma Purana, Narada Muni was hearing about Radha Krishna. And in contrast to Lakshmi Narayan, you know, when his mantra is Om Namo Narayana, Om Namo Narayana, say, Om Namo Narayana, Om Namo Narayana, Om Namo Narayana. So in contrast to, and he has access also to Lakshmi Devi with Narayan, though. So Narada Muni was hearing from these various, you know, from Padma Purana, Skanda Purana, and also the Narada Purana itself about the glories of this young coward boy, Krishna. And he decided to look for Krishna. He wandered like a madman. Now, usually brahmacharis are not madmen. Through all 12 forests of Raja. And he became a little bit more than Pagla. Also. He's looking, but nobody can tell him where to find Krishna, the cowherd boy. Huh? Gopal. Yeah. And he could not find any evidence of Krishna's presence in the whole of Vrajamandala. Then he became even more mad. And in his madness, he was speaking to the beetle, you know, small beetle, little insect, you know, on the ground. Sometimes they have a nice color, like red and black, you know, top, different colors. Speaking to the trees and speaking to this thing. So the local villagers thought, you know, this Baba is a bit crazy, rather stay away from him. Rather stay away from him. So Srila Prabhupada says at one time he was trying to speak to the birds. See? And Srila Prabhupada says in the Nectar of Devotion, paraphrasing by his translation from Srila Rupa Goswami, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that he came to Bandiravan forest. And while he was looking for Krishna on the ground, he looked up and he was hearing that two parrots were always speaking something. So he sort of intensely pricked up his ears to hear more intently. And the parrot couple were sort of imitating some discussions that they heard from the sages nearby who were discussing Vedanta philosophy. And the parrots were seemingly arguing on various philosophical points. It's given in Nectar of Devotion. Yeah. So Narada Muni is thinking, huh? He's hearing. And one of the parrots is telling the other parrots that, you know, that sage was not right. The other one was arguing better than him. And Narada Muni is listening to this. So upon seeing this, Narada was struck with wonder. He was wondering, what's going on here in this Bandiravan forest? Even the birds are philosophizing about things like that. And he began to stare as if like a painted picture. Painted picture. So Srila Prabhupada calls this anuras. It's a type of... like the parrots were imitating the great sages. It's a type of imitation, but it's within Krishna Leela. Anuras. So Narada Muni was in great, great separation of finding Krishna. Didn't meet him yet, but finding. Great, great separation. And he wandered again aimlessly. But he dare not speak to any living entities after hearing those parrots discussing Shastra or scripture. So in order to actually come out of his sort of feelings of separation, of madness, he decided to become more peaceful, shanti. So he went to a place which is called Naradavan today. You may have been there when you went on Vrajmandal Parikrama. We'll discuss it shortly. Yeah. So this area before was called Tapovan. It is famous for, you know, babas and sages and yogis to perform tapasya. Practically speaking, not eating and sleeping. That means no evacuation. So Narada Muni performed severe meditation and austerities in this particular place next to a beautiful kund. And by his meditation, by Narada Muni's meditation, this area became known as Pushpavan. So powerful was his meditation that flowers used to come in all seasons. Pushpavan. So in Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur have us understand in Sri Vraja Chintamani, one of the books that he has written. This is a famous place, Pushpavan, where the gopis come and collect flowers to make into garlands to offer Radha Krishna. So Narada Muni was in this place. And while he was meditating one morning, one young girl came from the nearby village. And the young girl had ankle bells. So by a movement, a graceful movement, the ankle bells were tingling. And Narada Muni's meditation broke. Immediately he opened his eyes and he saw this young girl. And he closed his eyes again because he reminded himself he's a brahmachari. But when he closed his eyes, he could not meditate because the darshan of the girl, a form, entered into his whole consciousness. First step of losing his brahmachari vow. Then he slightly half opened his eyelid because he doesn't want the girl to know that he's seeing. Now he's a naughty brahmachari. So he's, and he sees she's still there. See? And now what she is doing, he looks down with his half-closed eyelids and he sees that her lotus feet are moving onto the ground. You know, it's like fidgety. Now when a girl does that, the brahmachari is finished. Fidgety. And then she's saying like this, Baba, Baba. So Narada Muni decided to open his eyes because he can't meditate anymore. So he looks at her. So she says, my mother was going past and she told me that when Baba is in the forest, he must be hungry, so I brought some foodstuffs. But this time Narada Muni couldn't do anything. But when he saw this girl, he was so transfixed by her beautiful form. She was just maybe not even more than 10 years young. Transfixed. Then she asked the Baba, what are you doing here? You know, we want to serve you. Like that. And then he admitted why he is there. And he's asking her, do you know this boy? She said, we know him. Can you take me to him? Yes. So this little girl told Narada Muni, follow me. Now Narada Muni is feeling, I already broke my brahmacharya vow. She entered into my consciousness. Now if somebody sees me following her, what they'll think in the forest? A nice pushpavan, flowers are here. It's a very romantic situation. The second time, he's breaking his brahmachari vows. So he tells the little girl, look, I want to see this boy, but you're going to take me to him, but let's keep a little distance, you know. But you go ahead, but how will I know the pathway? She says, very easy. We pluck flowers here. This is Pushpavan. So I will pluck flowers and I'll drop. And you walk on the dropped flower path. So Narada Muni is following this little girl. And then they come to a clearing. And they come to a huge kund. Water. Beautiful kund. Many, many, many lotus flowers. And so forth. So the girl is sitting on the edge of the kund, little girl. And she's telling Narada Muni, Baba, come. Now, you know, it's a little bit rude to do like this. You know? Come. Muni is looking around. He doesn't find anybody. So it's safe to go. Nobody will see me. Again, he felt he broke his brahmachari vows. So he comes to the edge of that kund, and she's sitting a little distance away from him. She says, come near. Huh? I'm a brahmachari. Now come near. He has to submit because he wants to see this boy. And Narada is saying, Lali, I don't see any boy. No, no, you don't argue with me. You want to see, you'll see. You come near. Like that. So her voice was so commanding, he submitted. So he can come near. He says, no, you come very near. Nobody is here. Don't worry, nobody is here. I'm in charge of this forest. So when Narada Muni came very near, she stood up because she has a little thoughts instead. She's a little girl. She stood up and she says, close eyes. By closing his eyes, he's remembering her form, and she put her hand on his head and she pushed him into the kund. So Narada went into the kund, is almost underwater, and he comes out of the water and he sees the girl still sitting there, and she's laughing like anything. She's laughing, laughing like anything. Not mocking him, but so happy. Laughing like anything. So he comes out of the kund and he looks at himself. Huh? Now I completely lost it as a brahmachari. Because he has a she form. Form of a little girl, same size. Same youthful beauty. Hey, come. No problem now. Sit next to me. So internally is Narada. For the sake of seeing Krishna, become a gopi. So she initiated him, put hand on head. Your name is Naradi. Name is? Naradi. So this gopi takes Naradi to Radha Kund. And says, sit on the bank. So many lotus flowers are there. And amongst these lotus flowers, lotus-like personalities are coming out. You see? That is that boy you want to see. And he sees. But not he. Who sees? Naradi. And Naradi, she wants to go into the waters of the Radha Kund. This gopi stops. No. You said you want to witness, but you cannot participate. You only can be an audience, but not a participant. So Naradi became even more devastated. I am so near, yet I am so far. Finished. So immediately after that scene of Krishna with Radharani and the gopis in Radha Kund, Naradi started tearing uncontrollably. So this other gopi pacified, put arm around Naradi's neck. And Narada Muni is inside his Narada. She's holding me. Because he still has Narada consciousness inside, but Naradi consciousness outside. Oh, she's holding me. Let's go. Back to other lake. Pushpavan. Okay. Takes the gopi, and so much separation Naradi is feeling. I was so near, yet I am so far. Came back to the other lake. Good. So, this gopi says, you sit. So Narada is asking, you should tell me your name. You initiated me as Naradi, but I don't know my guru. Then she said, my name is Vrindadevi. Oh. Okay. Now, since you know my identity, but as Naradi you can stay with me, but you're not able to. Because you're attached to your internal identity. When you came and you saw me first in Tapovan, or Pushpavan, where he was meditating and performing tapasya. So again, Vrindadevi said, sit next to me. And in a flash, Vrindadevi pushed Naradi back into that kund. And when Narada Muni came back to his original form, nothing. He can't see Vrindadevi. And then he's feeling separation from Vrindadevi. Then he goes back to Tapovan, in the Pushpavan area. And again he performs severe austerities and tapasya. Then Krishna appeared to him in a dream, the one he saw in Radhakut. And he said, you should write what you have experienced. So in his Vipralamba, Seva, service and separation, he compiled what is called the Narada Bhakti Sutras there. And that lake where he was pushed by Vrindadevi and became Naradi the Gopi, that is called Kusum Sarovara. We have been there. You can still go to that temple and see a deity of Narada Muni in that forest of Naradavan near Kusum Sarovara. So when Narada Muni started writing this Narada Bhakti Sutras, there's many verses of how he glorifies the gopis' love for Krishna. But he can only witness and be an audience, but cannot participate. And in writing the Narada Bhakti Sutras, his only desire was to participate. And he knew, in order to participate, I have to give up my brahmacharya ashram. I have to give it up. So in that intense internal desire of Narada Muni to participate in Krishna Leela, he appeared as Srivas Thakur. And when he appeared as Srivas Thakur, his home, Srivas Angan, became the abode of the internal Sankirtan movement of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And those internal kirtans amongst only chosen associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Srivas Angan. Prabhu, feedback. You cannot do both one time. Either you chant japa and hear, or you hear in class. You cannot do both. You do disservice to both. Don't be beyond the disciplic succession. So that Srivas Angan became the abode of the internal relishment of the Sankirtan movement. And that corresponds in Krishna Leela as Rasastali at Govardhan, where the Rasa Leela happens. Only with Krishna, Radharani and her sets of gopis. Not with Chandravali sets of gopis. That happens at Srivas Angal in the internal state of Kirtan called Rasali. It corresponds with that. So that is how Narada Muni enters into Chaitanya Leela to experience a Krishna Leela. But still not participating. still not participating. But at least feeling something when one chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do you have any comments or questions you'd like to ask? Anyone? Nishingateta? What's your name? Gopinath? Gopinath Chandra? Chandra? Gopinath Chandra Prabhu. Okay. Tell us.
Hare Krishna. So in this particular verse it is said that Shivas Pandit and Sri Ram Pandit are the two branches of the Chaitanya tree. But we don't read much about Sri Ram Pandit either in the Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavat. So if you know something about him.
It's in the purport. Where were we? 10:08. Okay. Sri Ram Pandit is the incarnation of Parvata Muni. So they are like two transcendental Sankirtan partners and a spaceman. They move around like that. So you are asking, is there any more information of Sri Ram Pandit in Chaitanya Leela? That I would not know offhand now. I'll have to check. Is that your question? Okay. Next question. Yes, sir. Aravinda Madhava. Yes.
In Srimad Bhagavatam, Narad Muni's past life is mentioned. In that time, he, after meeting Bhaktivedanta, he travels all over the. He travels, so that time he comes to Vrindavan. Is it the past time that happened during that in that travels?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. You are asking in Srimad Bhagavatam when he was the son of a maidservant and then the next appearance was Narada Muni. Right?
Yeah.
So you are asking whether he went to Vrindavan at that time. No, he went as Narada Muni according to Nectar of Devotion. In chapter 51, he went as Narada Muni to Vrindavan and wandering in the forest. Is that okay? Srila Prabhupada says that Narada Muni is an example of from sadhana to siddha. He performed sadhana bhakti and he became a siddha. And when he appeared as Narada Muni, he is a siddha person. He's a perfected soul. And he's second to Brahma in our disciplic succession. So it's not necessarily a nitya siddha has to appear. In our discipline, it can be a sadhana siddha who becomes an acharya also. Is that all right? Anyone else? Your name?
Kirtinita, yes. My question
is. His name is?
Kirti Nitai Das.
Kirti Nitai Prabhu, yes.
Narad Muni couldn't participate in the Leela, but he could only observe.
He could
only observe the Leela.
Witness
the Leela. So why it is like that, and for anyone also, what is the reason why you could participate? How can we participate? What is the principle behind how can we participate?
Narada's internal identity is in Vaikuntha. But within Chaitanya Leela, you can experience what happens in Krishna Leela through the mercy of the Panchatattva. You with me so far? Yeah. So if Narada Muni's eternal identity is Lakshmi Narayan in service to them, Lakshmi Narayan will miss the association of the best associate. So Narada Muni will put them into separation. Although the Vipralamba Bhav is not so much experienced in Vaikuntha. Are you okay? Yeah. So in that instance, I'll give you an example of Lakshmi Devi. See? So Lakshmi Devi, she wanted to come to Vraj. This is discussed between is discussed between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Venkata Bhatta. It's given hints there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. You know, Gopal Bhatta Goswami's father. Yeah. So, Lakshmi Devi wanted to come to Vraj. Yeah. So when she entered Vraj, she came, you know. She came with Aishwarya Bhav, you know. So many jewels and so forth. Like that. So some of the village girls, so little gopis, they were carrying water, you know, with clay pots on their heads. And they were coming from the Yamuna. And they saw, so goddess has come, you know. So they put the clay pots and they offered obeisances. And my dear goddess, my dear Devi, you know, where have you come from? Can we take care of you? And, you know, and so forth like that, you know. See? She says, don't you know who I am? No, we don't know. But it looks like you are a very important person. I am Lakshmi. Oh. How can we serve you? And she described this boy. Because she heard it from Narada Muni. Heard it from Narada Muni. This boy. Can you take me to him? He said, yes, we can. But there's a procedure and there's a process. What? I am Lakshmi. Yeah. See, first you have to give up all your jewels. Or you throw it in this river. So Lakshmi Devi said, that's step number one. Yes. And what's number two? Then we will decorate you with all the nice minerals from the ground. You know, this is our makeup. You see so many. You can see they're shining. See? And after we dress you nicely, we'll put like leaves, earrings for you, you know. Nice thing. Huh. You know, I wear lapis lazuli. I wear gems. What is this leaf? But this ordinary leaf is better than lapis lazuli. Because that's what attracts that boy. Not this thing. You have to give up this Aishwarya, this opulence. You have to become simple. Then what's next step? After I give up all this. Next step is that we have to train you. How? We have to take you to Yamuna and see we're carrying water. We have to teach you how to put water on your head. Huh? I am Lakshmi. I have so many maidservants. Yeah, I should do this? Yes. But then there's a step before that, before we train you. So Lakshmi asks, what is it? You have to die. Huh? Me? Lakshmi? I don't die. No, you have to die. And when my friend here, she's not married yet, and we'll tell you when to die. My friend, she's not married yet. You know, the one little gopi is telling the other gopi, she's not married. And when she marries, that time you should die, so you can take birth in her womb. And you can, and then we will train you from the time you're born in this place. What? Me? Die? Born? Never heard of such a thing. I'm Lakshmi. No, no, it has to happen. And then after that I am born, then we will train you. And as you grow up, we will train you more and more and more. Then if you're very fortunate, he will call for you. Lakshmi Devi said, this is too much. This is too much. She went back to Vaikuntha. Narayana asked, where you went? Ask Narada. He's the problem. Oh? Narada? Yes, he was speaking about one coward boy. So Narayana said, I also heard about him. But you went. How come you broke your chastity? Narada Muni gave up his brahmachari vows. She gave up her vows also. And you went to look for him? See? No, I went because he reminds me just of you also. Oh, I am here? Were you going to somebody else? See? So what happens is in Vaikuntha, this rasa that happens in a fight, because it only happens in Vraj Mandala. Doesn't happen in Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha, everything is like spick and span, royalty, be careful where you sit, you know, how your hands move, how you eat. You know, royalty. But yeah, you know, she lost her chastity and she went to Narayan and she's arguing with him. Narayan said, what happened to you? I don't know. These little girls, you know, they said so many things. Narada Muni told me about this boy. But she doesn't know that she's an expansion of Radha. So that she does not break her chastity. She does not give up her chastity. She's an but the Leela is like that. See? So they feel great separation. So from time to time, Narada Muni again comes in another millennium to this Vraj, to Boma Vrindavan. And when the pastime happens in another universe, he goes there and he experiences this. Is that all right? Okay. Yes. Any of the matas have questions? Question. Yes, hand up. You have a question? Yeah, microphone. No microphone. No. Then I'll come back to you. Right? Some balancing.
Yes,
yes. So, what's your name?
Manzi Upadhyay.
What?
Manzi Upadhyay.
Yes, sit down. Sit, be comfortable. What's your question?
So in one of the Leelas, Narad Muni and Krishna were walking and suddenly Krishna felt thirsty. Hmm. So then Narad Muni went like a long mile and in search of water he found a beautiful woman, perhaps an apsara, and then...
Are you telling me something or are you asking a question?
Yeah, so like that was a Leela in which he was... like he started that grahastha ashram.
Who did you hear it from?
In some of the lecture, I think so.
In ISKCON?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd like to hear the whole lecture so I can put it in context. So if you're quoting somebody who spoke, we have to respect the person in the absence. You understand?
Yes, yes.
You understand that?
Yeah, but I'm not...
No, listen carefully. We have to respect the person in their absence. Because if I hear the lecture, then only I can comment to compliment the person saying the lecture. If I say something contradictory, there may be some fight. Maybe some fight. We don't want musti gosti. We want ista gosti. Nice discussion. So what is your question?
So in that Leela, particular Leela, Narad Muni he kind of entered into grahastha ashram. like he got attracted to that woman. But in this,
she's not a woman.
Sorry.
What woman you're talking about?
Maybe that was an apsara.
I have to hear the lecture. Narada Muni is not really like that, but I have to hear the lecture in context for the speaker to honor the speaker. So the speaker is from ISKCON.
Yes.
ISKCON speaker.
Yes.
Yes, sir?
Yes.
Okay. So if you tell one of the senior Matajis, you send me a link of the lecture, then I'll understand it. But you cannot say Narada Muni became attached to a woman. That's not the way it works. Narada Muni became attached to getting darshan of Krishna through Vrindadevi. Not attached to Vrindadevi, but to Vrindadevi's consciousness to take him to Krishna. Not becoming attached to a woman and giving up his brahmachari vow. Not really like that. What is your question?
So I just wanted to know, if we compare from these two leelas, what are the do's and don'ts? What are the consciousness required?
We can break all moral, social and ethical values for Krishna. Just as the gopis, when Krishna plays his flute at Vamsivat, they drop everything. But for Krishna. Not for the barber's son down the road whose name is Krishna. This is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Are we clear?
Yes. Thank you.
The gopis are never called women. Gopis are girls. Yes, Prabhu.
Pranath Maharaj, my name is Damodar Das.
Yes, Damodar Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. So thank you for this beautiful class on Srivas Thakur and his previous or his other identity as Narada Muni. I just wanted to know a little bit more about, although you already hinted that there is a similarity between Krishna's Ras Leela and the Sankirtan at the house of Srivas Thakur.
It's a corresponding thing. What corresponding Chaitanya Leela is Rasa Leela.
Okay, so
at the nocturnal kirtans in Srivasanga, evenings.
And you use the word internal Sankirtan.
Yes.
Yeah. So can you a little bit elaborate upon the rasa which they experience and how it corresponds to the Ras Leela of Krishna? Is it possible to elaborate this point? The Sankirtan in the house of Srivas Thakur and Krishna's Ras Leela, how it is corresponding, what are the similarities?
Oh.
In terms of mood, rasa, or...
I'm not sure because, I struggle with my 16 rounds of japa. And I also struggle with 64 rounds of japa. And there's a bigger struggle when I chant 108 rounds. Are you getting it? Of japa. And then after that, when I do some kirtan, after chanting japa, then what happens is that the only result is to chant more japa. So I'm not sure whether I understand that internal kirtan that happens at Srivas Anga. I'm not sure how to explain that. See? From a rasa tattva, not rasa. There's a difference between rasa and rasa tattva. So from an explanation which is called tattva of rasa, I have spoken. But being in the rasa itself in Srivas Angan, I think I'm far from it by billions of lifetimes of still I have to chant. So I'm not sure whether I can answer your quest. Is that okay? we have to. It's time. You know, I see the time. You know, Mahaprasade Govinde, Sarira Vidyal. I don't know what to do. One more hand is there. Who's in charge? Who's in charge? Should be asked. What's his name? Rudra? Rudranath. Rudranath has blessed you and blessed me. What's your name?
I am Rasik Raman Das Maharaj.
From Rudranath to Rasika. That's higher. Rasika Nath.
Rasika Raman Das.
Rasika Raman. Okay, tell us.
Maharaj, in the conventional role of a brahmachari, it's like brahmachari gurukule vasandanto guru rahitam. That is, stays at the ashram of the guru, serves humbly, menially. And the traditional role of sannyasi is that they travel around, preach the glories of the Lord. And in case of Narad Muni, we see he is a brahmachari, but he is traveling around, preaching. He is not staying at one place. So, is it that after a certain time, the brahmachari takes up the role of, you know, even though as a brahmachari, he can take the role of traveling around, preaching?
Brahmacharya is external. It is necessary within sadhana bhakti. You got it? Because the other person you're relating to is also external. So if two persons are still on the external state and they're practicing devotional service, one has to follow Brahmacharya ashram. We okay so far? However, one has to go beyond gender and ashram to go back to Goloka Vrindavan. One has to transcend gender and ashram to go back to Goloka Vrindavan. That's what happened to Narada Muni. See? They have a nice name, enter into Ras. That's beyond. Beyond?
Gender and ashram.
Yes. Otherwise, all the upadis will keep you back here in the next birth. Any upadi. If I'm attached to being a sannyasi, I take birth again. If I'm attached to being an initiating guru, I take birth again. If I'm attached to be a GBC, I take birth again. See? If I'm attached to being a brahmachari, I take birth again. All the upadis. Sarva upadi vinirmuktam tat paratvena nirmalam rishikena rishikesha sevanam bhakti uchite. That's given by who? Narada Muni himself. See, as the apex verse.
Understanding like from the social perspective, not as an individual, but from a social perspective, is it that the traditional or conventional role of brahmachari doesn't allow preaching or...
You see, the traditional or conventional role of brahmachari means the objects of association are not the problem. You know, the female is not a problem for the male and the male is not a problem for the female. You understand? So the object... For a brahmachari, the object is a female. Therefore, he's in the brahmachari ashram. He has to be careful for close association. You with me? We okay so far? Yeah. So, if you are inclined to be attracted to an object that increases the bodily conception of life, then you have to follow the convention of brahmachari ashram to keep yourself safe. But the object that you are attracted to is not the problem. It's your own consciousness that is attracted to it. Srila Prabhupada said, man is good, woman is good, together not good. See? But as the body gets older, and you get wisdom in terms of realization, then gradually you can associate but not be attracted, and slowly you'll understand that you are transcending gender and ashram. But still one has to be cautious. But Narada Muni is a perfect example of how, you know, he associated with Malini on another transcendental level as Srivas Thakur, and he became the abode of rasa. That means rasa stali. Amazing. See? Amazing. So Srivas Thakur is more than Narada Muni and more than a brahmachari. And we all brahmacharis go there, right? To Shiva Sangha, no? Nice place, you know. Internal kirtan. That okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Okay. Mahaprasade Govinde. For breakfast, prasadam ki ja. Srila Prabhupada ki. Anantakuri Vaishnavranda ki. Shri Shri Panchatattva ki. Shri Srivas Thakur, Srivas Pandit ki jai. Breakfast prasadam ki jai. Natai go premanande. Hari Hari Bo.
Hare Krishna. So we would like to express our heartfelt gratitude to Maharaj for giving us such wonderful insights on this beautiful festival day of appearance day of Srivas Thakur. Let's express our gratitude by loudly chanting three times. Hari Bo. Hari Bo. Hari Bo. His Holiness Bhakti Brihat Bhagavat Swami Maharaj ki jai.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna.